I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. The Alabama Senate has narrowly approved a budget slashing millions of dollars from Medicaid, mental health, law enforcement, and many other state agencies. Senators voted 19-15 for that cut-filled budget yesterday after lawmakers have failed to agree on how to fix the budget hole during the special session. The new budget is identical to the one passed at the end of the regular session and then vetoed by Alabama Governor Robert Bentley. Legislators rejected Governor Bentley's call for over $300 million in new taxes. The currently proposed plan cuts nearly $200 million from state agencies. Some lawmakers say those cuts will have devastating consequences for the state if the budget is enacted. But Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh said most senators didn't want to put any new taxes on Alabama families. Bentley has indicated he plans to call a second special session. He hasn't said when. The new fiscal year begins October 1st, and state agencies are still without a spending plan. Prosecutors in the case against Alabama House Speaker Mike Hubbard are opposing his request to delay his October trial. APR's Stan Ingold reports Hubbard is facing ethics charges.
The Attorney General's office told a judge that there's no legitimate reason to push back the trial scheduled for October 19th. In a court filing, prosecutors say the public deserves a resolution in the case. Hubbard's lawyers asked for a delay, saying there were unresolved legal issues in the case and problems with discovery. Hubbard was indicted last year on 23 felony ethics charges for personal gain. He has maintained his innocence. The House Speaker also says he might challenge the constitutionality of the state ethics law. Prosecutors say Hubbard has had plenty of time to file such a challenge, and they accused his defense of stalling. Stan Ingold, APR News.
The American Cancer Society has released a new state-by-state report on cancer care and prevention, and Alabama didn't fare too well. The state received passing marks in only two of the nine categories in the Cancer Society's 13th annual report called How Do You Measure Up? That study measures cancer patients' access to care, quality of care, as well as statewide cancer prevention efforts. Jenny Campbell is the Alabama Government Relations Director for the American Cancer Society's Cancer Action Network. She says Alabama needs to do more to encourage residents not to smoke.
Overall, we're not doing well in the tobacco area. You know, we've not been able to pass a statewide smoke-free law. Our prevention funding is really low, and Medicaid doesn't cover tobacco cessation other than for pregnant women, and so we're just really falling behind in that area.
Williamson says an increase in the cigarette tax would help. Now your forecast.
We'll top out in the mid-90s on this Tuesday. The risk of a few scattered storms, especially across the southern half of the state. As for Wednesday and Thursday, noticeably less humid air takes over. Temperatures topping out in the 90s. Overnight lows down to the 60s north of Highway 80. Expect humidity levels to come back up by the weekend. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.